Guinea's opposition coalition of political parties, civil society groups, and trade unions nominated civil society spokesman Jean-Marie Doré and labor leader Hadja Rabiatou Sara Diallo to be the new civilian prime minister.
Les débats ne sont pas toujours faciles parce que ne serait-ce que le fait qu'il faut laisser la parole à chaque structure.
Doré says it was not an easy debate, but coalition leaders eventually agreed on the two candidates by consensus, and it will now be up to acting leader General Sakuba Konaté to choose who will be the prime minister in a transitional government.
Le candidat que les partis politiques ont présenté, nous, en tant que mouvement social, nous avons quand même.
Diallo says the next prime minister must ensure the neutrality of the vote to follow in 6 months' time by not favoring any of Guinea's political parties. That, she says, will bring about real democracy. Everyone in the 101-member transitional authority and the current ruling military council will be barred from running in June elections to restore Guinea to constitutional rule, 13 months after the military coup that brought Captain Moussa Dadis Camara to power. Captain Camara agreed to this transitional authority following talks with General Konaté and regional mediator Burkinabe President Blaise Compaoré. As part of the plan, Captain Camara will, for the time being, remain in Burkina Faso, where he's recovering from being shot in the head more than a month ago. He was shot by the former chief of the presidential guard, who says Captain Camara was trying to blame him for the killing of more than 157 opposition protesters in September. A UN inquiry into that violence says there are sufficient grounds for presuming direct criminal responsibility by Captain Camara for that killing. The African Union says the deal for a transitional authority is a positive evolution of the situation and shows progress toward ending the crisis. Commission Chairman Jean Ping urged all leaders to continue on the path until Guinea is restored to full constitutional order. French Foreign Minister Bernard Kouchner says the deal is a decisive stage in resolving the political crisis that followed the death of longtime leader Lansana Conte in December 2008. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.